Joe Smith time at WGCL. A little island music. Joe wasn't in Hawaii this time. Joe's been chasing IU football all over the place. But the Hoosiers returning to the Simon Scott Assembly Hall last night. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Class man, how are we doing? Keith Klein.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Don't have a chance to talk to you often. Congrats on your re-election to the board and that referendum passed solidly.
Thank you, Joe. That was outstanding.
Great for the kids. Mm-hmm. Great for the system.
And great for the kids at IU last night. They get to see their Hoosiers first time in regular season action. It was the UMass Lowell Riverhawks. Boy, that just flows off the tongue. They gave Indiana a little bit of a battle there to get things started. Then the James Blackman show took over. Hoosiers were never in doubt. Run away, 100-78 winners last night at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall.
Well, what we saw, we expected, as Coach Tom told us post-game. We had a little bit of a lull and didn't put the foot on the pedal as much as we should have. But all that said, a 56% shooting a night, too much of everything in the end for the sixth-ranked Hoosiers. Athleticism, depth, wore the Riverhawks of UMass Lowell down, and flat-out talent. In dismantling the opponent, 100-78. Home opener, Indiana's 32nd straight season opening win on the McCracken court. The Riverhawks stayed around for about 9.5 minutes, even leading early by 5, but too much James Blackman Jr. in the opening of 20 minutes. Blackman in 17 personal minutes. Shot 7 of 9 from the field, including 4 triples, 20 points, 4 boards, and no turnovers. As the Hoosiers have broken open, gaining the lead at 21-18 with 9:32 to play and never looking back. Blackman's back-to-back threes gave Indiana its first double-digit lead at 31-20. The Hoosiers led at half by 17. The lead grew to 29, 7.5 minutes into the second half, and that was that. What we saw, as Coach Tom indicated to us in the postgame, on a night where he played several combinations, half of the night's possessions, as it turned out Wednesday night, included 40% of freshmen in the lineup, which is what we play these games for and where we are right now here early season. James Blackman Jr. scored 23 on the night in 29 minutes. He and Juwan Morgan each with game-high 7 rebounds, as good as Blackman was in the opening half. Robert Johnson followed suit in the second, scoring 9 of his 16. He was sharp from the field, 7 of 11, had a nice ball game, 5 rebounds, a team-high 5 assists, only 2 turnovers, so really solid guard play from our veterans, and those two, 39 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. On the night between the two. Indiana dominated the boards as expected, 46-24, including a 25-10 edge in the second half, 54-30, paint points. Thomas Bryant took only one shot in the second half. He did hit it, but he had 9 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and blocked 3 shots in 22 minutes. And Thomas's front court buddy, OG Anunoby, another sharp evening for OG, 7 of 11 from the field, 15 points, 9 in the second half to complement RJ's play. OG had 4 boards, an assist, and 3 steals. The 11 scored at least 2. The final 2, compliments of crowd favorite Tim Prillers. Rebound deuce that accounted for points 99 and 100. Liberty comes to Simon Scott Saturday night at 7. Hoosiers 100-78 over UMass Lowell. It's 18th straight victory on the home court, taking us back to 2015. A couple of Big Ten teams in action last night. Northwestern lost to Butler, a future Indiana opponent next month, 70-68 in a last-second shot at Hinkle. And Minnesota crushed Mount St. Mary's 80-56. The Big Ten off and winging 26-6. By the way, an upcoming opponent, Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne, those feisty mastodons, scored 57 and lost by 18 to Illinois State last night, and Notre Dame 92-49 over Seattle. Well, 23rd-ranked women of Terry Moran, the first road trip of the new year. They beat the Chattanooga Box by 1 at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall last year. Tonight they're on the road down in Chattanooga at 6:30 looking for a 3-0 getaway. IU Volleyball, a tough one, a 5-set loss to Purdue Wednesday night at UGM. Boilers completing the 2-game regular season series and taking now a 2.5 to 1.5 points lead in the early goings in the Indiana Governor's Cup chase. McKinney Court tonight, a little north-south basketball scrimmage for the fellas at 6:30. South, a little depleted still with a lot of guys still playing football. The preseason ranking is number 6, aside its name, as we get rolling. But we'll see a couple of guys that are only going to play their junior years. My golly, they've both been contributing since they've been freshmen. It seemed like it's their senior year, but it's their junior year. Musa Jallo of North and Chance Coyle of South. Again, they'll toss it up, play a little controlled scrimmage at 6:30 tonight. We have Lighthouse Christian Academy. The girls look for their second win. They're at home against Medora. And in girls swimming tonight, a couple of duels of note. North swims at Perry Meridian. The girls of Edgewood. The Lady Mustangs home to Danville. Don't forget NFL football. Yep, it's Thursday morning. Carolina welcomes in New Orleans tonight, 8 o'clock pregame. They'll kick it off down in NC tonight at 8:25.
And a busy night last night at the Assembly Hall. Joe, as you mentioned, for many players, but it was James Blackman who, again, put his stamp on the game early. Pretty efficient first half. Didn't force anything. Looked very within the offense. Very smooth.
Yeah, I didn't see him in Honolulu, obviously, but that was as good in person as I've seen a stretch of play from Blackman a long time. I liked what I saw there in that 17 minutes that he played.
Very similar in Honolulu.
That's what I heard, yeah.
So he's on point, and he should be, because he's a very fine player.
I expect that. I like those numbers. You know, Tom played a lot of combination, but you look at the numbers those two put together, RJ and James Blackman Jr., and I like what I saw out of our veterans.
Yeah, add up OG. Up Robert Johnson.
I'm not worried about that.
Well, I'm just saying, add up OG, Robert Johnson, and Blackman. You got a pretty efficient night, and you can play any lineup you want because you're ahead by 25 points because they make a lot of shots and score a lot of points.
You're talking 54 points there between those three.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Pacers winners last night beat Cleveland. No LeBron, no J.R. Smith. Pacers don't care. They're 6-6, 103-93. Paul George, 21-11 for the blue and gold. Rick Porcello is your American League Cy Young Award winner, necking out Justin Verlander by just 5 votes. Max Scherzer doubling up the Cubs.
One of my
Cubs
favorite
crew.
Boys of summer. Hey, how about that?
Scherzer's awfully, awfully good.
Yeah,
and no surprise there. All right, we'll come back at 8:45, dig inside the numbers a little bit more, and probably got to throw a little semi-state championship preview in there, too.
Yeah, we'll mention that. Yep. Columbus East is going to bring a huge crowd, I've been told, so whether foul or
tickets.
No foul, it's going to be a packed place Friday night.
Buy your tickets. Get down there to the athletics office and take care of that today. Great job, as always, my friend. We'll see you at 8:45.
See you in a bit.
8:47 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. 1 week till Thanksgiving. Sunshine in 75 today, 73 tomorrow, but rain for the late afternoon, early evening. High school football, Chalk Talk 6:30, kick at 7. The semi-state championship, Columbus East and Bloomington South. We'll talk more about that with Joe Smith here in just 1 second. Joe, good morning. How are you? We got to do a little hoops first, though, don't we?
I'm fine. How you guys doing? Keith,
great.
Good morning
great,
again.
Great.
We're here. We're ready to go. It's a very, very busy week for you, a very busy week for everybody, and there's plenty happening. But last night, the Hoosiers did what some other teams, Joe, haven't been able to do. Now, I know the competition might not have been at the same level, but they stay unbeaten. They chalk up 100 points for the second consecutive game. Hey, free double cheeseburgers for everybody.
But, I think McDonald's going to have to up that ante by about 10 or 12 points a game. They're going to get destroyed this year.
Everybody's a winner. And if Indiana keeps shooting it the way they do and keep sharing it the way they do, Joe, let's go inside the numbers. That's a number that jumped out for me last night. Dave and I talked about that in the zone. Watch the effort level coming off the long trip and see if Indiana continues to share the basketball, and they sure did.
Well, numbers that count, especially early season, coming off a win, of course, and travel over to Hawaii and to the final numbers posted last night, like an even hun. In the season opening home court win Wednesday night, 100-78 over UMass Lowell, the 32nd straight home opening win, and that's 18 in a row if you're counting now, taking us back to the 2015 season as far as regular season wins go on the McCracken court. But these numbers are important to the makings of what we have here. With Coach Tom playing a lot of combinations and half of its total possessions being played with 40% freshmen last night, 11 guys scored at least 2 points, 10 played at least 10 minutes, and 9 had at least one assist. Early season depth progressing, and there's a lot of that on this team. Bench had 29 total points. That was 8 more than they had in the Kansas win. 23 assists on 40 made baskets. That was 8 more assists than the Kansas win. And the Hoosiers also hit, you know, and continue to play well as they were in double figures in steals with 10 against the Riverhawks last night. And that was 3 more than Kansas. So we move forward in developing these key areas for later, another hopeful Big Ten championship and beyond. But it's early season, and while the Hoosiers suffered a slight 3.5-minute scoring drought in the second half last night, its defense certainly widened things out to 29 just inside the 13-minute mark as Indiana held the Riverhawks scoreless for nearly 6 minutes, went on a little 15-0 run, the largest of the game to blow this one open. After hitting 60% the opening 20 minutes, Hoosiers finished at 56%. Veterans James Blackman Jr., Robert Johnson, OG Anunoby, combined for 54 points, 16 rebounds, 9 assists, and 3 steals. So no jet lag there out of our veterans. Liberty comes in Saturday night at 7 to the Simon Scott Assembly Hall to wrap up the week. Well, they're playing their first road game tonight down at McKenzie Arena. Terry Morin's 23rd-ranked Hoosiers looking for a 3-0 getaway. This one could be tough. Those mocks of Jim Foster. Remember Jim Foster, the veteran, when he coached those great Ohio State teams? He's got his mock 66-3 over the last 5 years at McKenzie Arena. Indiana beat Foster's mocks by 1 point last year. We'll see Rhea Gully back in the starting lineup tonight, a freshman from San Antonio. She made her debut against Presbyterian last week, scored 6 points. She'll be in the backcourt with Tyra Buss, who will be expanding that 1,000-point career mark of her, along with Kim Reister, Amanda Cahill, and Alexis Gassian. Gassian had 22 the other day against Vanderbilt in that home court win. So we'll see how the women play tonight. The IU women volleyballers played well, but not well enough to beat Purdue, who ends up sweeping Indiana in the two-game regular season, winning in 5 sets last night at Youth Gym. Megan Tallman had 27 assists. Libero Taylor Lipo with 21 digs. Allison Hammond and Kendall Bierman, 22 kills between them. Indiana plays its final 3. Not out of the picture yet, but they're going to have to win out now to have any shot. That would give them 19 wins of making the postseason. So tough sledding ahead. They go to Rutgers on Sunday. Got a little round ball tonight. A little north-south boys scrimmage. Yep, Tom McKinney Court, 6:30. A start there. South is preseason ranked number 6. They won't be at full strength until hopefully the South Panthers of Coach Moe win a state championship here over the next couple of weeks. We have girls basketball tonight. The Lighthouse Christian Academy Lions and the Mark May-coached girls home tonight against Medora. Swimming north at Perry Meridian. Edgewood welcomes in Danville, and we have, of course, NFL football tonight. Carolina hosting New Orleans will be on the air with the pregame at 8 o'clock. And, of course, the big one tomorrow night.
Yep.
Should be a
don't leave that one out.
Huh?
Don't leave that one out.
Can't leave that one out.
When was the last time?
Tomorrow to embellish, but if there's ever going to be a foul evening, you know, should the rains come and the winds blow, then you've got 2 football teams playing in Week 13 that deserve, obviously, to be where they are. And that's the play for a ticket to next Saturday night's 5A state championship game. Semi State on the line, and 2 teams that can flat glass rush the football.
Matt,
we have a football team, and Bob Gaddis here with this Jamin Holmgren young man, only a junior, 5'7", 155. He's got 36 total touchdowns on the ground. 37 total. He scored 222 points coming into this one tomorrow night.
Almost 3 a night.
You know, do they throw the football? Well, in 13 games, they played one more game than Bloomington South. But Josh Major, who's their junior quarterback, is a scrambler. He missed a couple games earlier, including the one they lost to Columbus North back in week two. He's only put the ball up, 66 times this year? 66 times. But he's rushed for 18 touchdowns himself, and he's over 1,000 yards. This is a team, Glass, I've never seen this in a long while, that's averaging 359 yards on the ground. They have 74 rushing touchdowns.
Unbelievable, Joe. It's a big challenge for the South Panthers. We'll talk about that challenge tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And we had a great show with Pat Cannon and Drew Fry, Tommy Richardson, Drake Smith. You can go back and listen to that from earlier in the week. Sports Talk was live at Yogi's on Tuesday. You've got a big trip to Michigan on Saturday, so we'll cover that all tomorrow morning, buddy. Busy times.
We'll be here again. See you. Have a great day, Keith.
Take care, Joe.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 the morning after. Hoosier Hoops.